All right, I'm gonna lay it out like just straight up, fucking whatever. The Block 365 is the so-called front to managing all these artists' Instagrams, all these verified artists and not verified artists at the same time. Anybody famous or whatever who has fame. So they pose as a management company, and what they do is, you know, behind the scenes, hey man, Jadakiss, hey Dave East, hey DMX, hey Uncle Murda, any of them, Bow Wow, hey man, we got this fucking scheme going on, man. All I need you to do is make a fucking post saying that, hey, hit my DMs, man. We're trying to lock in some artists. We're trying to get some artists going. And then what's going to happen is we're going to charge them $500 to $1,000 a fucking slot. Take all their money. We'll put some on there. We won't put some on there. And we're going to put them on these fake-ass mixtapes, these fake-ass playlists that get no traction. They get no promotion. They get no nothing. Well, you're charging $500. Like, the equivalent of promotion that these people are doing, it should be a $20 slot. That's it. That's all it should be, is a $20 slot. And in that way, it'll be more sufficient because, I mean, as much as promotion, as less as promotion that you're getting, that's about as much as it's worth. But, so, the problem is that whoever, Big Trill, or whoever the fuck it is behind this shit, I'm sure he has multiple people, maybe it's his wife, I don't know, but they all act like, pose as these verified artists, and from there, they, you know, you're starstruck, because, oh my God, Jadakiss hit me up, he says he likes my music, oh my God, Redman hit me up, he says he likes my music, oh my God, Black China, Amber Rose hit me up. Nobody gives a fuck about Amber Rose. Nobody gives a fuck about Bow Wow neither. You know? And same with Cakes. That long ass tongue. You only good for one thing. And I'm not saying it. But they fucking pose as these artists. Get you starstruck. And then, you know, convince you to send them money through Cash App. No contract. And then they just take your fucking money. You know, if these people were smart, which we know he's not, he just likes to eat, you would just legitimately do it. I mean, what's it gonna hurt? Yeah, you're putting on other people, but what's it gonna hurt? But that shows you how fucking greedy these people are. I mean, it's a fucking shame, you know? It's a damn shame that you're that fucking greedy that you're just still gonna do it. So they take your money, and they tell you, oh yeah, you gotta wait till January 14th or whatever, it's when the album drops, the mixtape drops, or the playlist drops, whatever, which is a bunch of bullshit. Nobody promotes it, nobody wants to promote it, they make it so it's hidden as possible so that nobody gets any traction from it, but the only reason why they're doing that is so that it's on paper, it looks legit. Yeah, we're taking their money, but we're putting them on this list, see? But what it's going to take is for these artists that didn't get a slot and paid money, they need to start speaking up. I mean, I know they are speaking up, but they got to speak up and show evidence, you know? Because that's what needs to happen. Give the evidence, then there's no way around it. Really all it is, you know, and this man talk about he good with the feds and shit, and, you know, oh, I'm good with the feds, you send in Uncle Murda to try to scare people and fucking ad-lib over the phone, like, bitch, you ain't making no song, Speak like a normal person, fucktard. Nah. Nah, the goose is out, brah, brah, brah. He ain't say that, but something along the lines of that. And it's just like, it's so fucking comical. It's like, do you realize you're not on a song right now, that you're speaking to somebody on the phone, you fucking dumbass? But, whatever. They're threatening people. They're sending, you know, they've sent people before. You know, they're constantly watching us. And you gotta understand, man. You gotta understand one thing. If this was legit, and this was real, and these people were really, you know, doing good business, you wouldn't have a bunch of verified artists blocking random nobodies who've got no followers. You wouldn't be sending threats that you're gonna hurt somebody. You wouldn't be refunding people and bribing them to shut their mouths and take their videos down. You wouldn't be doing any of that. But the problem is that not everybody sees that shit. But that's why we post it, so that you can see how much of a fraud this stupid ass is. And he thinks, oh, I'm getting away with it, man. Yeah, but it's big trip. He's just another useless human. I mean, if I had access, and granted, I would never be in this situation, but let's just say I was, and I'm stealing millions and millions of dollars from multiple people. The first thing I'm doing is I'm going to stock up on food. I'm going to stock up on water. I'm going to stock up on anything and everything I can get, liquor, you know, all that shit. So in the fucking, you know, they shut everything down, you know, I'm good. But this motherfucker wants to go buy an AP, which probably wasn't even his. Maybe it was. But either way, he's out here spending fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars on shit that doesn't mean shit. And it ain't gonna mean shit. I mean, when the economy crashes, what you gonna do with diamonds? It just doesn't make sense. But I don't know. It is what it is. And it's just gonna end. It's just gonna end quick, because I'm not playing that shit. I'm so sick of fucking, I'm just so sick of seeing people get fucking got for their money, man. And it's a fucking shame. It's a fucking shame, because none of these people deserve it. And to all you stupid motherfuckers out there talking about respect the jukes and all that shit, how can you respect somebody stealing from your own people? How do you accept and respect somebody stealing from people who are poor? You know, and maybe they're not fully poor, but they ain't fucking rich like Jadakiss, or at least they don't look rich like Jadakiss. We won't say Jadakiss has got money, because we know they're all scrounging for fucking money, trying to keep up with the Joneses and shit. It's just a fucking shame, though. But he's trying to fucking do damage control, and it's not working, and he knows it's not working. You know it's not going to work. You know, you can bribe us all you want, and no amount of money is ever going to fucking suffice flipping and keeping my mouth shut. And that's for any of us. Why? Because we're genuine, real people. We have real hearts. We have real souls. We have real feelings, all right? And we stand up for what the fuck is right. Straight up. You don't like it? Stop doing your dirt. That's all I got to say. Stop doing your fucking dirt. You want to keep doing your dirt? Okay, well then we're going to fucking be right up on that ass, no homo. Until it shit stops. I'm fucking sick of these people, man. You know, and like I said, you can send all the threats you want. Shit don't mean nothing. Because when fucking Big Bubba is trying to fucking stick a dick in your ass in jail, you know, it's a whole another story at that point, boy. But But yeah, the pressure's on. They feel it. They know it. They freaking out. He's claiming he's with the feds and shit. So all y'all motherfuckers out there, famous and or not, yeah, if he's working with the feds, man, you better watch your ass, because that shit ain't gonna turn out right. He looks like the type he gonna snitch out everyone if he goes down, and you know that. Let's just say I heard that from a little birdie. But I guess that's it.